I would suggest, before we adjourn, if you have any particular policy ideas, again, not trying to get down to the rule or the statute, but the concept that might work to get people to do things, kind of send those along, I'd say, to Curtis with some kind of indication that it's meant to be a policy idea.
Right.
So we can start gathering those for next time. If people are able, I know it's now past 3:30, we have a little bit of information on an acid mitigation project being considered, just moving along.
Yeah. I did want to just throw in, by the way, I thought one of the issues you may want to look into is that in the 19th century, there were a lot of what are called coal pockets built around each port for the steamboats to re-up their coal. The coal that was left over, as it sits there and water soaks through it, as far as I understand, it's often responsible for acidified streams. I'm not sure about with salt water, but I know that there must be dozens of those spots around the coast. And the other, of course, are these legacy waste sites that in the World War II era, they thought, well, we'll just put this stuff on the shore because nobody's there. And some of them are now coming back to haunt us, like this one here. And so legacy stuff, I think, is important to look back as well as figure out what to do good and right in the future. Thanks.
You guys, how close are you to having some cleanup plan be implemented on that?
So right now, the landowner has sent an application to DEP for a voluntary remediation action program, VRAP. It's a voluntary program. We have not required the site to do anything at this time because we don't have information from the applicant in terms of what they're looking to remediate. In terms of this site, we have been at this site quite a bit over the past 20 years. I have a chronology I had put together, in fact. And so really it hinges at this point in time up to us getting the information from the landowner about what they want to remediate. Then we have to look through all of that information, decide, you know, how their, if their proposed plan meets our approval, and from there they have the opportunity to do some remediation. So I'm not really sure where we're at in the process. I believe, you know, over the next several weeks we're going to be finding out a lot more information, and I'd be more than happy if the commission is interested in having our project manager come, but I think it's really one site and it doesn't really speak to the entire issue that we're covering here in this forum.
I think what might be interesting, I think it's far too early, too premature for it to inform anything that we would do as a committee. But it may be something we want to ensure it gets tracked to see, since it's mitigation of acid, what ends up being used and what its efficacy is and what its impact on the surrounding environment is. It would be a useful thing to follow.
And I agree with you. I think that's absolutely right. That's if, in fact, we find that acid is the problem. We don't even know that yet at this point in time.
I'm just going to say the federal government has been putting some money into rehabilitation of Lower Penobscot River and Upper Penobscot Bay. They're, since taking the dam down, they're realizing there's more, and this would fit very nicely into that. There may be some funding that could help move that along. NOAA's working that.
Well, that sounds good. It's not something that's within our purview, but it sounds hopeful.
Right. Yeah. Look at the back. Look at the past excesses.
All right. Any other thoughts or suggestions for people to think about between now and our next meeting? It's a challenge, wrestling with everything we're trying to do for this, but I feel good about the progress we've made once again. Thank you all for your help.
All right.